When all you see is darkness, where do you turn to see the light? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. You open up your phone, and you see another tragedy occurred with people killed and injured, or there's new video of people insulting someone they disagree with. Or in your own life, friends are fighting, or someone in your family lets you down in a big way. There's so much darkness in the world, and it can be hard to see the light a lot of the time. But with God, there's always hope. Our story today is about that. It's called A Light in the Dark by Anna Tuckfield. Darkness. That was it. No matter which way Aurelia turned, the overwhelming wall of darkness pressed in on her, so thick it seemed smothering. She gasped for air, finding it harder and harder to breathe as she ran madly. She ran as fast as she could, going somewhere, anywhere, away from wherever here was. But hard as she tried to escape it, the darkness seemed to follow her, encasing her vision in pitch black nothingness. Suddenly, she felt her toe catch on something on the ground, and Aurelia found herself sprawled on the ground before she could even blink. Exhausted, she lay there, trying desperately to think up a good plan, any plan, that could get her out of here. Then she remembered Emmanuel, her help in times of trouble, her comfort and her refuge, her light in the darkness. Light! Aurelia shut her eyes tight against the pressing darkness and cried out,
Emmanuel, please! I need help! I'm alone, I'm scared, and I don't know where to go! I remember your promise to me to be my light in the darkness.
With a shaking hand, she attempted to stem the flood of tears streaming down her face.
Please come. I need you.
Look up, child. Do not be afraid.
Aurelia's eyes snapped open and she gasped. For there, standing above her, was the glowing figure of a man holding a small bright lantern. Light! She sprang up and raced straight into his outstretched arms, crying,
Emmanuel, thank you. Thank you for coming for me.
He smiled down at her.
Oh, dear child, have no fear.
He stroked her hand, said in a soft voice,
I never left you, and I never will.
So, what are some questions you've got? Our world is full of great, overwhelming darkness. Things like violence, hunger, sickness, and death all contribute to this unseen void. And so do pride, envy, and a host of other public and private sins. But we don't have to walk it alone, like Psalm 23:4 says. God sent his Son to come guide us through our journey in this sinful world. Jesus wants to light our way. By reading his word, spending time with him, and learning about him alongside fellow Christians, we can keep our eyes on his light. We are never alone in the darkness. We will always have a leading light. Check out Psalm 119 verse 105 for that. Though sin may trip us and send us flying, Jesus still promises to be our refuge, strength, and advocate in heaven. When we bring our sins and burdens to him, he forgives and redeems us. He will lead us out of our sins and into life. Consider taking some time to talk to Jesus about the sins and struggles you're facing today. Now you and I can read what Jesus said in John 8:12. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And dive into God's word for more in Psalm 119:105, John 1:4, 2 Corinthians 4:6, and 1 John 2:1 and 2 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. If you have younger siblings and you want to help them grow closer to God too, help them out with the free Keys for Kids devotional. Your parents can sign up for a free one-year subscription for them at keysforkids.org/getkeys. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, for when you doubt if you're really saved by Jesus. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.